This week, the Democratic candidates for president courted organized labor at an AFL-CIO forum in Chicago. Former Democratic House Minority Leader Richard Gebhardt is considered the favorite choice of labor, but a decision on whether to endorse him or any other candidate has been put off until mid-October. Andy Stern is president of the Service Employees International Union. With 1.5 million members, it's the biggest and fastest-growing union in the AFL-CIO. He joins us from Los Angeles. Mr. Stern, glad to have you with us.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Why no decision to endorse a candidate at this point? Mr. Gebhardt made no bones about the fact that an endorsement would give him much-needed help raising money where he's lagging behind, and he's hands down the most loyal-to-labor candidate out there.
Well, this is very early. You know, many unions, including ours, are going through a fairly extensive process of consultation with our members and having the candidates meet our members. So I think in August, you know, almost 6 months before the primary, even Vice President Gore didn't get the endorsement until November.
It takes a two-thirds vote for the AFL-CIO to endorse a candidate. What do you think the chances are that that the labor movement might get all the way to the convention without endorsing?
I think it's either going to be Dick Gephardt or no one. I think that's a pretty clear reality right now. It's a pretty close call about whether Congressman Gephardt is going to be able to get the two-thirds by October. And I think there'd be nothing wrong if the labor movement sat it out. For me, and I even think for Congressman Gephardt, it's not a great failure. There'll be many, many unions who will be out working hard for Congressman Gephardt. I'm sure, you know, they are going to be the core of the labor movement's activity. If a group of unions decide they just really want to sit it out, I don't think that will be a great tragedy either for the labor movement or for the Congress.
So what has to happen now? One of the things that that everybody talks about is that the Democrats need to steer the national debate away from security issues, which is the administration's dominant issue, and move it on to domestic issues. Obviously, for labor, that too is a concern, since domestic issues are the ones that most concern your constituency.
Yeah, I mean, I think the security issue is really hard to predict right now, but I think on the domestic issues, the choices are pretty clear. You know, we have a series of candidates on the Democratic side who are for raising the minimum wage and a president who's against. We have a series of Democratic candidates that are interested in doing something about health care and a president who isn't. You know, we have candidates who are interested in doing something about having fair trade and a president who isn't. So I think on the domestic issue, the choices are pretty clear for our members. And, you know, the primary is a great opportunity to sort of watch how these candidates deal with working people. You know, for our union, one of the most important issues, we call it the hang test, which is actually whether or not these candidates can actually relate to working families. You know, can they sit at a breakfast table? Can they go to a bowling alley? I think whether or not candidates can relate to people is important. I think George Bush did extraordinarily well in the last election, and Al Gore wasn't as good.
You're launching an effort with Ellen Malcolm of Emily's List and Carl Pope of the Sierra Club to raise money for volunteers to help defeat President Bush in 2004. Is it a Democrat, any Democrat at all in the White House, better, as far as you're concerned, than a return of President Bush?
I mean, I think right now, given the Bush record, for us, amongst the major candidates running, all of them have records that our members think are far superior to President Bush, and yeah, they'd all be acceptable.
Let me just change the subject to something that's coming up pretty quick. Does labor have a role in the in what is happening in California in the recall of Governor Gray Davis?
Well, we certainly have a role, and we certainly have a position. I mean, we have joined with almost everybody who says that some rich conservative politician should not be allowed to rerun the election that the Republicans lost once already. People make decisions in elections, and they should be held up. And since it's hard at any moment to tell who's in this race and who's out of this race, it's going to take a little time to sort out. But our basic position is this is a bad way to run a state.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Andy Stern is president of the Service Employees International Union, which is part of the AFL-CIO. He joined us from Los Angeles.